Rebbeim Chafetz Chaim, we're up to page Chaf Dalid, Shmirat HaLashon, Chafetz Chaim. Rover Nami Amsepel Lashon Hara, one who would tell over Lashon Hara would also transgress Balav, the prohibition, Deishama L'chap and Tishkach Hashem Lokecha. The Torah prohibits, don't forget Hashem. What's that prohibition all about? Shehu Azara L'Gasei Ruach. That's a prohibition against arrogance. Guys were in Shmirat HaLashon and that is Sefer HaMidot, but I gave out about 7 copies. Page Chaf Dalid. Ki kevan shu maligu mitlotzetz al chavero, if a person is mocking his friend, mistamo machshiv tatzmo lechacham ulish banashim, then probably that's because he really thinks he's great. That's why he allows himself to mock someone else. Kilo ayam akiret nigei atzmo lo ayam malig mechavero. If a person would be honest about what's wrong with oneself, then one would be more humble. One wouldn't be mocking someone else. It's known what our sages taught and tracted. Sota shavona gava kashad meot, that the transgression of arrogance is very weighty. Kedita shamis, the Talmud over there says shavuze nafaron inal letchiat amitim. One who is arrogant, that can cause his dust not to be resurrected when it comes time for the resurrection of the dead. Vukoved avodat kochavim mazalot, and it's as though he's a pagan. The Talmud says, even Hashem's presence weeps over such a person, and he is called despicable in heaven. So the Gemara has a whole page discussing how terrible arrogance is. And specifically, if by recounting something that's degradatory about his friend, he is honoring himself, then certainly he is in transgression of this prohibition. Aside from that, we find that our sages say that when a person puts down his friend, when he says something negative about someone, and through that he attempts to lift himself, our sages said, "V'amua mitkabed biklon chavero, he who takes honor in shaming his friend, en lo chelek la'olam haba, he does not have a portion in the world to come." So the Chafetz Chaim said, he who says over Lashon Hara is in transgression of the prohibition, Hisham elecha pen tishkach Hashem lokecha, be careful not to forget Hashem. He said that's a prohibition about arrogance. And when a person makes fun of someone else, he very often is in effect trying to uplift himself. That's this prohibition. And arrogance is a prohibition which our sages say that a person doesn't get resurrected from the dead. It's as though he's a pagan. The godly presence weeps over him. He's called despicable. And our sages said, "Amitkaved bikron chavero, en lo chelek la'olam haba." He who takes honor in his friend's shame will not have a portion in the world to come. So that's in this section, the Chafetz Chaim gave us another angle of appreciation for the gravity of the transgression of slandering, of speaking negatively about someone else.